Buying or selling real estate can be stressful. After all, it's not any old house we're talking about. It's your home. So when it's time to buy or sell, you want to make sure your search is in capable hands. That's why we turn to Angie Cole and the team at A. Cole Realty. You've seen Angie featured on HGTV's House Hunters. Realtor Magazine named her one of the top realtors in the country. And Just Ask Us, the numbers back her up. So listen up as we cover all the ins and outs of buying and selling a home here in the Triangle. It's time for The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Thanks for joining us on The Savvy Realtor today with Angie Cole, helping you learn all the ins and outs when it comes to buying or selling a home here in the Triangle. Angie is the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty, and you can get in touch with Angie by going online and finding out all about her team at acolerealty.com. Cole, by the way, is spelled C-O-L-E. That's acolerealty.com. Or by calling 919-538-6477. This is the show for you if you are in Raleigh or any of the surrounding communities here in the Triangle and you have questions about buying or selling a home. Angie, great to see you this week. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you so much.
Looking forward to today's show because we're going to spotlight a great neighborhood here in the area and give you all the great details on that neighborhood. Also, we're going to talk about some of the first steps that you should take when you decide that it's time to sell your home, kind of a how-to guide to go about selling your home. And this is helpful information, whether it'll be the first time you've ever sold your home or if you've done it before. You might hear about a couple of tips that'll save you some time and headache the next time around. We'll have a great house and home to feature on the listing of the week, and we'll take lots of your questions on today's show. All of that is straight ahead. But first, Angie, what's going on in the real estate world? We're here in March now, and things must be clicking along pretty smoothly, I would imagine.
Yeah, we are super, super busy. And, you know, I always say that the spring market definitely starts early. And we saw, you know, we noticed that it started, honestly, as soon as the new year came around. And so I thought it was a great time to discuss average days on the market.
Okay.
Because I know that's one of the questions that a lot of sellers will ask is, you know, mm-hmm. what can we expect as far as how long it will take us to put our home under contract? And of course, dependent on location and the price range, that can really vary. But it's always great to know just kind of what's happening in the Triangle and average days on the market. So I pulled these numbers for all of Wake County. Our MLS covers many more counties, but I went ahead and just did the central county of Wake County. And so back in 2016, in only Wake County, average days on the market was at 45. Okay.
45.
Mm-hmm. Our team was always consistent, and we were at 25. So we have a really good track record of selling fairly quickly. So we beat the average agent in regards to average days on the market. As far as where we were at last month, so in February, just for Wake County, average days on the market was at 64 days for all of MLS. That is more than the 2016 average. But remember, we haven't entered into the really true spring market yet. So that doesn't concern me at all. And then our team, we've been consistent in February at 50 days average on the market. So once again, we've been below the norm and the average. So, you know, homes are still selling really quick. And also, once again, depending on location, I mean, I was at, you know, three listing appointments this past weekend, and out of one of them for that neighborhood, none of the homes were on the market for more than 10 days.
Wow.
You know, so it's
just heating up.
It, oh, yeah. 100%. So it really just depends on location and area. But overall, you know, things are definitely still moving along, and we still have very, very low inventory. So if you are looking to sell, now is an amazing time.
Neat to see those trends, but also neat to see how A. Cole Realty, that team is able to beat those market numbers, not just in one particular month, but over time. It's been proven that the A. Cole Realty team can beat the market in terms of the number of days listed on the market. Homes are being sold fast with Angie Cole and her team. And if you are thinking about selling your home in the Triangle and you don't have a real estate agent yet, or maybe you've been working with one, but your house has been on the market for more than that 50 days, 60 days, those market averages, and you're starting to wonder, are you using the right strategies? Reach out to Angie Cole and her team to see what the difference might be. 919-538-6477 is the number to call to reach Angie and her team. That's 919-538-6477. Now, you can also, if you are looking to sell a home, and you're kind of wondering what that first step would be to take, you can text the word listing to the number 555-888. And what'll happen is you'll get a link back on your smartphone. You can click on the link, fill out your home's information, and what will happen is you'll get an estimate of the value of your home. So it's a great first step to take to start budgeting, start planning of, all right, what might our home value be? Angie and her team have put together this great tool that you can utilize. So again, just text the word listing to the number 555-888, and you'll be able to click on that link and fill out the information. Very helpful tool to be able to do that and get your home's value. So one more time, text the word listing to the number 555-888. All right, Angie, let's answer some questions from listeners in the area. By the way, if you have a question, just submit it online at acolrealty.com. The first one this week comes to us from Janet in Raleigh. Janet says, I'm looking to buy a home that uses its own well water and septic system. Are there any drawbacks to buying a house that isn't on a grid?
You know, I would say, Janet, the only drawbacks that I could foresee would be maybe the conveniences of nearby shopping and restaurants and whatnot. You know, how far will you need to drive to get to the nearest gas station, the nearest, you know, grocery store? In regards, when you mention a well, water, and septic tank, do you remember that these are items kind of like an HVAC? If it breaks, it falls on you. There are so many homes that have a well and a septic, so I don't want to, you know, guide you away from that and scare you in any sense. But just do remember that there are some upkeep and some maintenance that come along with these versus living in the city and being connected to the city, you know, sewage and whatnot and water system. You are responsible for your own well and septic. So there are so many areas, you know, that are considered to be rural and that do not lie within the city and that then are on the well, water, and septic system. And so it just, it's all about what kind of lifestyle you enjoy. Mm-hmm. Do you enjoy more of the country setting, more land, kind of, you know, further away from your neighbors? Or do you prefer to be closer to the shopping, the restaurants, and whatnot, but then, you know, neighbors are right beside you, that sort of thing. So, you know, I can't say that one way is better than another.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting you're approaching it more of what it signals in terms of the lifestyle that, you know, being in that system or that situation is going to be. Is there any concern of like resale value of a home when it's on well, water, or septic, or it's not really a concern?
I, once in the blue moon, I'll have someone that's a red flag for them, but for the most part, no. Okay. You know, many people are very familiar with those types of systems, and they expect those when they're looking for a home with more land.
So you're not shooting yourself in the foot on that kind of home purchase, Janet, it sounds like. Really good question, though, a unique one to start off the week. Another one here from Tom in Knightdale. Tom says, I'm currently looking at a home that's just over the city limits. Are there any advantages or disadvantages to be aware of when living outside the city limits?
Yeah, Tom, and this actually very similar to kind of Janet's question, I believe. You know, the advantages I would say is you're going to have lower taxes. Mm-hmm. Remember, when you're not living within the city, you do not pay these city taxes, only county taxes. So probably your taxes are cut about in half. So that's a wonderful advantage. You know, you definitely are going to have probably more land, more space between you and your neighbors. Maybe there will not be an HOA. Maybe you like that idea because that's more money that you're saving and in your pocket. You know, you also more than likely, like we mentioned, you might be on a well and septic. You know, so as far as like disadvantages, I would say just like we mentioned with Jana, the conveniences of nearby shopping, grocery stores, restaurants, and whatnot. You know, you do have to sometimes be careful if you're living in a neighborhood where there's no HOA. You do have to be concerned about who your neighbors are sometimes. Mm-hmm. I've, you know, driven into some neighborhoods with no HOA and every single home is meticulously maintained. And then on the flip side, I've driven into some neighborhoods with no HOA and you have one home that stands out like a sore thumb because they decided to paint it purple, you know? So there can be some advantages and disadvantages of living.
We have a Pepto-Bismol house in our neighborhood.
Yes, yeah. So there's always that one, right? So, I mean, there can be some pros and cons, you know, it could go either way. It really could.
It's a good question though, Tom. Interesting, similar to Janet's, but looking at the disadvantages and then some of those money-saving advantages that might lie in a situation like that. Hopefully that gives you enough to consider the right choice. Good question. Let's get one more here from Kathleen in Wake Forest. I'm 28 years old, says Kathleen, and I've finally saved enough money for a down payment on my first home. Some of my friends are telling me to go ahead and buy a house now as interest rates are at historic lows. Maybe close to them. You might have missed the historic low boat there, Kathleen. She goes on to say, however, I have other friends who are saying to wait because the housing market is overvalued. Who's correct?
Yeah, Kathleen, I would say buy now. And the reason being, with the historic low interest rates, like you mentioned, you're definitely right. I mean, they are still at a historic low, no doubt about it. And the difference in interest rate, so for example, if Kathleen, you're looking at a $200,000 home, if the interest rate goes up even a point, so 1%, the same home at $200,000, your mortgage payment, you would only be able to qualify for a $180,000 home. So your mortgage payment would be the exact same, $180,000 home versus a $200,000 home if that interest rate went up by just a point. So that can make a huge difference. And at any point, we don't know when that's going to take place.
Yeah.
You know, so yes, you're right. The housing market, I wouldn't say it's overvalued, but your values are definitely up for sure. But we're still in a market where things are appreciating. In 2016, in our market, they say that it appreciated approximately about like 4.7%. They're going to see that in our market, it might appreciate about 3.6% this year, which is still, you know, we're on the upslope, which is wonderful. So even if you buy now, there's no doubt in my mind that your home is going to appreciate, which is wonderful. And then you get to take advantage of the low interest rate. So it's never too soon to buy. Right now is a wonderful time still to buy.
Well, Angie, I know you and your team helped 191 families in 2016 buy or sell a home here in the Triangle. So tell us a little bit about what helped you achieve that number, or what kind of expertise you would use to help people like Janet and Tom and Kathleen, who submitted our email questions today, to buy their homes and to sell their homes in the area. What's the eight-cold difference?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I take great pride in, out of 191 of those homes, you know, probably about 75% were from referral-based. And so that means that we've had happy clients in the past who then have referred us and sent their friends and families our way, because we did a great job for them and they trust us with, you know, that recommendation. So we take great pride in that. So if you are looking to buy or sell a home, we would definitely love to be your point of contact and love to be your first step just to start the conversation, answer any questions you might have, and then just be your guidance along the way. Always be one step ahead of you. So if you're looking to buy or sell a home here in the Triangle, we would love to be your contact and your go-to. You can feel free to reach out to me. My cell phone number is 919-538-6477. As always, you can feel free to call me, text me, or feel free to visit our website at acolerealty.com. That's A-C-O-L-E, realty.com.
And again, that number to call or text Angie, you can do that right now, even if you're busy out running errands and got a lot on your mind this particular weekend. No problem. You can text Angie and set up a time to meet or talk for later. 919-538-6477 is that number. 919-538-6477. You can call or text Angie at that number and her team at Acol Realty. 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477. This is the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole, helping you learn all the ins and outs when it comes to buying or selling a home here in the Triangle. Stay with us. Much more coming up on today's show, including the neighborhood spotlight and some of the first steps you should take when deciding to sell your home. All that and much more on the way. Stay tuned.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Old ones, new ones, big ones, small ones, fixer-uppers, and move-in ready houses. If you can dream it, it's probably out there. That's why Angie Cole and her team at Acol Realty are here. They want to help you find the right home for you and your family. Tap into their buying and selling expertise by calling or texting Angie right now. 919-538-6477. Call or text 919-538-6477, and always online at acolerealty.com.
Let's shine a little light on some of the Triangle's best areas right here on the Neighborhood Spotlight.
This is the part of the show that we like to call Neighborhood Spotlight, and it's where we find a great neighborhood here in the Triangle and tell you all the great features and amenities of that neighborhood and reasons for why you might want to live there, and just kind of educating you about some areas of the Triangle that maybe you didn't know about, you haven't been exposed to. So, Angie, what's this week's Neighborhood Spotlight?
This week's Neighborhood Spotlight, we are going over to Cary, and if anyone is familiar with Cary, they definitely know the name Amberley. So, Amberley is a huge planned developed neighborhood, which has definitely a mixture of homes there. For example, they start off with the townhomes. Right now, they're in the upper 190s. And then they go all the way to single family homes, which are going up to the high 800s. So we have a vast range of all different styles, all different products in this neighborhood. Also within Amberley, too, there's many neighborhoods within Amberley. So you have the huge subdivision name of Amberley, but there's also breakdowns of neighborhoods within there. And one of the well-known neighborhoods within Amberley is called Carolina Preserve. So Carolina Preserve is an active adult neighborhood, which is a 55 plus within the Amberley location, which also has its own amenities. So very neat, you know, area and location. Amberley is located just kind of left of 540, so we're kind of over in West Cary. Falls right on the border of both Wake and Chatham County. Actually, some of the homes do fall into Chatham County, where most of them fall into Wake County, but we're over there in Cary. And then the amenities in this neighborhood are just spectacular. I mean, they have a huge, huge clubhouse. You know, we have the outside pool, we have inside pool, just an amazing workout facility, and then events. You know, so they have weekly events that are coordinated, you know, by the event coordinator there. And so Amberley and Cary is just a wonderful neighborhood, whether you're a, you know, empty nester, you're a young professional, you're a family, there's just something for everyone there.
Great location here because you're right near Jordan Lake. So little trips over and visits to Jordan Lake are easy to get to. You're really close to that new shopping center where the Harris Teeter and the movie theater bowling extravaganza is, all those new restaurants.
Amberley's kind of one of those places, like we mentioned before, talking about heritage. Amberley's very similar in regards to, it's kind of like its own little city. Mm-hmm. I mean, over there in Amberley, you know, there's everything as far as the shopping, the restaurants, the movie theaters, like you mentioned. I mean, you can kind of just stay right there and live there forever.
Yep.
So Amberley is a gorgeous, gorgeous area, and they are still actively building there in Amberley, but it is definitely on the kind of tail end, unless there is some future growth that I'm not aware of, but they are kind of on the tail end of the new construction in Amberley.
And even, you know, being in your own little city there, you are still in a very easy range of Durham, Chapel Hill, Raleigh, Cary. I mean, you can get to all the spots in the Triangle very centrally located, which is neat.
For sure, yep. Since they've extended 540 there, I mean, it's just a quick hop on 540, and then, of course, 540 will pretty much take you anywhere.
Yep, very cool. So that's this week's Neighborhood Spotlight, the Amberley neighborhood in Cary. Very cool location, very neat neighborhood to go check out. If you are looking to buy or sell your home, whether it be in Amberley or another location here in the Triangle, don't forget to reach out to Angie Cole and her team at A. Cole Realty. The number to call is 919-538-6477, and you can actually text that number as well, 919-538-6477, and just start a conversation about what you're looking to do when it comes to buying or selling your home. So call or text Angie at 919-538-6477. And stay with us. Much more coming up on the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
In the age of Trulia, Zillow, and the hundreds of other realty websites, it's hard to know where to begin when buying or selling your home. Keep listening to the Savvy Realtor to learn how to cut through the online clutter.
This is the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole, the owner and broker in charge of A. Cole Realty, your local real estate agent here in the Triangle to help navigate you through all those ins and outs of buying a home in the area. Find out about Angie online by going to acolerealty.com. Cole is spelled C-O-L-E, so that's acolerealty.com. If you're here in Raleigh or any of the surrounding communities of the Triangle, you've probably seen Angie in House Hunter. She was featured on HGTV's hit show a while back. She and her team helped 191 families buy or sell a home in the area just last year alone. If you want a complimentary listing appointment to find out your home's value, to talk about strategies to sell it here in the area, you can call or text Angie at 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477. Angie, this part of the show, we're going to talk about some of the first steps you should take when it's time to sell your home. And, you know, congratulations, you've accepted that new job, or you've grown your family, or now you're married. Maybe you're ready for your dream home, or maybe you're just looking to downsize if you are in the latter stages of your working life or retired. No matter what your situation, you've come to a point where you've decided, you know what, we're going to sell our current home. So the question becomes, what do you do? And so I've got a list here. This is from Realtor.com. Realestate.com, Angie, some of the top tips that they outlined. And I want to know if you agree or disagree with all of these things. And maybe you place importance on one of them over the other. But one of the steps that it suggests for preparing to sell your home is to just make the necessary repairs and upgrades and do a general refreshing of the home. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would 100% agree with that. Part of our process is we actually bring a professional stager in who will give you guidance in regards to, you know, let's eliminate this, let's declutter, let's depersonalize, let's move this around here. Also, in regards to like freshening up the home, you know, if there's any type of minor cosmetic items that need attention, we say, let's go ahead and take care of them now. Maybe we need a fresh coat of paint. Maybe we need to refinish some of the hardwood floors. But I always tell my sellers, when a buyer is walking through your home, they're not trying to fall in love with your home. They're trying to eliminate the home.
Right.
And so they very quickly will get nitpicky. They'll see one issue, one concern, then they'll see another. And before you know it, they start to feel overwhelmed because they start to tally the to-do list of immediately when they move in. So you want to make sure that your home is 100% ready to move in. You've taken care of all the little minor things that a potential buyer would want or need to do when they move in, just so your home is that one that they can feel, you know, kind of refreshed about that. Wow, you know what? We can move in. It will be a smooth process. And when we move in, we can unpack and focus on living and not replacing or fixing items.
Right. But freshening does not equal renovating.
Correct. You know, definitely be cautious in regards to how many renovations you make. For example, I had a listing appointment this week and, you know, the suggestion that a contractor gave them was to add some hardwood floors to one area where there were some hardwood floors already in another area, which would have clashed 100%. But he thought that would give them more value out of their home. So just, you know, make sure you get the guidance of a real estate agent. And that's my job, to come in there, you know, tell you what items as far as improvements are a smart choice to make. Because even though they're beautiful and you feel like that might get you more money for your home, there's also that concern of over-improving. And if all of the other comparables in your area and your neighborhood are not doing these type of improvements, you actually could be wasting money. So yes, it's great that you put granite countertops in, but yours is the only home with granite countertops. I can't say you're just going to get all that money back.
Yeah, a great real estate agent can help you eliminate some of those costly mistakes. Also, they notate on here that it's a good time, you know, right here at the beginning, to get mentally prepared to sell your home. What do they mean by that, and how do you help clients get mentally prepared for, you know, what's about to come in selling the home?
Yeah, so in regards to getting mentally prepared, you know, myself as a real estate agent, it's my job to ask all those questions, you know, to our sellers as far as, you know, why are you looking to sell? What's your timeline like? You know, asking those right questions will also prepare me to know when we should list the home and when we need to close. You know, it's also important to know what the motivation is. You know, if I'm working with a seller and their motivation is just to, oh, well, let's just test the market and let's see what happens, you know, honestly, that can hurt them. The reason being is more than likely they will want to price their home very high. Their home will never sell. And then when it's time to get serious about selling their home has now then sat on the market for many, many days. Buyers will automatically think that something's wrong with it because the days on the market is very high, and that can hurt them. So it's definitely important, though, to understand, you know, why the seller plans to make a move. You know, is there urgency there? You know, must they be out by a certain date just so I can align when to list the home? Also, I have a lot of sellers where they are looking to build a home, and so their new home won't be ready for another 6 months. And if they don't need to sell their current home in order to move into their next home, you know, we actually have that conversation of, let's hold off. Let's wait a couple of months to list your home because I feel like your home will sell immediately and I don't want you to be in limbo for a very long time. So asking the right questions and understanding, you know, the motivation and why they're moving and timeline are very, very important with the whole process.
And again, that is preparing to sell your home, some of the first steps that you can take. Another first step, and we talk about this one a lot on the show, obviously, is to estimate your home's value. That one seems like a no-brainer, but there's a right way and a wrong way to go about estimating that value, right?
That's 100% correct as well. Whenever it comes to, you know, getting an estimate on your home as far as what the home is worth, you know, it's great to know what it's worth and also where we should start the list price at as well. It can definitely hurt you if you list it too low. It can hurt you if you list it too high. You know, we never want to leave money on the table by listing too low. You know, we want to make sure we're looking out for our sellers and making them top dollar. But we also want to be cautious of listing too high, because then their home will sit on the market for a very long time and we'll have to do these minor price reductions. And in the grand scheme of things, in the long run, they probably will make less off their home than if we would have listed it, you know, just right. So, you know, getting an estimate of your home is very important, and getting the guidance from a real estate professional, because they are the ones who are the experts in that field. And so actually, if you are interested in knowing the value of your home, you can actually send us a text to the phone number 555-888 and just text the word listing. So listing, text the word listing to the phone number 555-888, and a text will be sent back to you with a link that you would just click. You just put your property address in there, and then it's a home evaluator, which will give you an idea of the value of your home. That's a great way to get started. If you want a professional opinion and an exact opinion, definitely give me a call directly, 919-538-6477. I always need to actually see the home to be exact and specific, but a great way to start is with that home evaluator. So once again, text the word listing to the phone number 555-888.
Great way to begin. Again, text the word listing to the number 555-888. Click on that link, fill out your info. It's just very easy to do that. It takes about 15 to 30 seconds to fill out the information, and then you'll get that estimate sent to you. Again, text the word listing to the number 555-888. And then after you get that home value estimate, then it's a great next step to find a real estate agent. So life's going to be a lot easier for you, Angie, if you have that agent to guide you the rest of the way. What's the proper way to go about finding a real estate agent?
And so, Walter, this is one of those situations I'm going to disagree with you. So okay. I would actually say the very first step is to find a real estate agent.
Okay.
The reason being, like I mentioned, when preparing your home to sell, you know, you need the guidance of the real estate agent and their resources to know what steps to take to prepare your home for sale. Also, you know, having a real estate agent to give you an exact value of your home is very important. So go ahead and find an agent who suits you best. You know, I say it's never too soon to start that conversation. That should be the very first step whenever you're thinking about selling your home. And a great way to look for an agent is, you know, ask for recommendations from friends or family. Who do they use? You know, who do they, you know, believe, or who did an amazing job for them with their sale of their home? Mm-hmm. Also, do some research on those recommendations. Look them up on the internet. You know, is there a lot of information on the internet about that particular agent? If there's not, you know, I'm not sure that they're maybe very active in the area. So you want to make sure that you are going to hire an agent who has a lot of expertise, who does a lot of business, a lot of transactions, because the more experience anyone gets in the profession, the more experienced they are. So definitely go ahead and start that conversation and, you know, go ahead and start interviewing real estate agents. And of course, I would love the opportunity to come out there, you know, do a free consultation where we go through my whole marketing plan. We talk about comparables and net proceeds sheet. I'll tell you more about myself and my team setup. And I would love to be one of those persons that you will interview when it comes to deciding on a real estate agent that's the best fit for you.
And it's a good chance to remind you that Angie Cole does have a 5-star Zillow.com agent rating, which I think is important to mention. It's 919-538-6477, your number to call to text or call to get in touch with Angie Cole, 919-538-6477. Again, call or text Angie if you're interested in selling your home in the area and need some guidance, need to take that first step of finding a real estate agent. 919-538-6477, your number to call. We'll talk about some more of the first steps that you should take when it comes to selling your home here in the area a little bit later on in today's show. There's much more ahead, including the listing of the week, a great success story, and answering some more of your questions. All that straight ahead here on the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
It's time for our listing of the week from A. Cole Realty right here on The Savvy Realtor.
Time to feature a great home that is for sale here in the Triangle. We call it the listing of the week. Angie Cole, what's this week's home to feature?
Yeah, so this listing of the week is located in Main Street Square of Holly Springs. So it is right off of Highway 55 where all the new shops are. So if you know where the Target is over there, right off of 55 in Holly Springs, we're right across the street. This neighborhood's kind of dangerous for me. I don't think that I could ever live here because you can actually walk to Swoon Boutique.
Ooh.
And if you are a lady like myself, you know what Swoon Boutique is over in Holly Springs.
I have no idea what Swoon Boutique is.
It's dangerous. I end up spending way too much money there. But anyways, this neighborhood is wonderful. It's a mix of single family and townhomes. And this particular home is a single family home. The address is 133 Spring Pine Lane in Holly Springs. And so we are currently listed at 325. This home is practically brand new. It was actually built in 2015,
okay.
So not old at all. It is 2724 square feet. It's a four-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath, along with a loft area as well. So you can set up a play area up there, you know, another TV area, however you want to utilize that space. A little bit about that home. So it is a very open floor plan. We have hardwoods throughout, like the main level. In the kitchen, we have an island, granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, 42-inch cabinets. We have the very trendy subway tile backsplash, can lights, and a butler's pantry. There is a gas log fireplace in the family room, lots of windows, lots of natural light. There's a lot of custom moldings like the wainscoting in the formal dining room. We have tray ceilings. And also this home has a sealed crawl space, which is great because it actually has a very tall crawl space and you can actually store some stuff under your crawl space as well. And so if you want more information about this home, you can text the word SAVVY, that's S-A-V-V-Y, to the phone number 555-888. Once again, text the word SAVVY to the phone number 555-888, and a link will be sent to you with a virtual tour of this amazing and beautiful home. Another key feature, too, this home actually backs up to woods, and so it has an amazing view when you're looking out the back from your deck. And so once again, if you want more information on our listing of the week, which is located at 133 Spring Pine Lane in Holly Springs, you will text the word SAVVY, S-A-V-V-Y, to the phone number 555-888.
And one other, you're also not only in walking distance to the boutique, but also to the park. Is really close by, the baseball fields and the soccer fields and all that. And
you
and
are exactly
courts.
Right.
Yeah, it's a really good spot. Coffee shop also within walking distance. So.
Yes, sure is. And there's also a clubhouse and pool here as well. Mm-hmm. So you have your amenities, which a lot of us love.
Yeah. If you're a Dunkin' Donuts lover, though, you better be careful because it's right there. So again, text the word SAVVY to the number 555-888 if you want to view a virtual tour and more information on this home at 133 Spring Pine Lane in Holly Springs. Again, text the word SAVVY, S-A-V-V-Y, to the number 555-888. Click on the link and then you'll see that virtual tour. Very cool. Great home featured on this week's listing of the week. And there's more coming up on the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole. Stay tuned.
Reviews are important when it comes to choosing any kind of service in the Triangle. Real estate is no different. So here's another snippet of an online review of Angie Cole and the A. Cole Realty team.
From a home sale in Wake Forest. Angie sold my house in just 2 weeks. It had been on the market for 7 months before we hired her.
That's another five-star review for A. Cole Realty. Are you buying or selling a home in the Triangle? Have a conversation with Angie Cole right now about how their team can help you. Call or text 919-538-6477. That is 919-538-6477. Who knows? You might be the next one to leave a five-star review. Call or text right now to talk with Angie. 919-538-6477.
It's time to get to know your savvy realtor just a bit better.
Well, this is the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole, the person that helps you buy and sell homes here in the Triangle, learning all the ins and outs of the buying and selling process. But every once in a while, we like to hit the pause button on all the real estate talk and do what we like to call getting to know Angie a little bit better, where we ask a random question each week just to find out more about her personality. And Angie, this week's question, and this is a good one. What's the best advice someone ever gave you?
The best advice someone has ever given me was, you determine your own success. I know that a lot of people out there, I can hear a lot of complaining, whining, and it drives me crazy. And, you know, I always strongly believe that no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what obstacles I've been handed, you know, what hurdles I need to defeat, you know, in the long run, it all relies on how I handle the situation and the outcome that I make of it. And so I love that saying that you determine your own success.
You make your 100%. Own luck or, you know, things in that ballpark.
I mean, we all deal with, you know, hiccups along the road, hardships and whatnot, but it's what you do to overcome those and then how you, you know, just continue moving forward. So,
very cool. I like that. An inspirational way to start the weekend here, no doubt about it. That's the best advice someone ever gave Angie, and pretty good advice, I would say. We'll have much more coming up right here on the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole. Back to the real estate talk coming up next.
Now, it's no secret, we all want to celebrate and have success. And right here on The Savvy Realtor, we like to celebrate and share those success stories.
We call this part of the show The Success Story, where we hear about a great recent story from Angie Cole and her team at A. Cole Realty here in the Triangle and how they helped somebody solve a particular buying or selling problem that they encountered in the process. And Angie, what's this week's success story?
Yeah, so this week's success story, I thought it was a great time to talk about the buying process and how follow-up is very, very important. So we actually received a signed call back in 2015 on one of our listings, which are now in 2017. And my buyer specialist, Lowry Ligon, just helped that buyer to go under contract. And the reason why they decided, because of course I follow up with all buyers as well, and I like to keep the conversation going and, you know, always, you know, be in the know of what's happening during processes. But the reason why they decided to use Lowry as their real estate agent, even though they had spoken with many real estate agents for many different sign calls, was because of the amount of follow-up that she provided. And, you know, follow-up is super important. It's important in the very beginning of a process. It's important during the process and then even after closing. And that's something that A. Cole Realty, we take great pride in, is the amount of follow-up that we do with our, you know, potential clients, with our current clients, and then clients once, you know, they've already closed on a home. And so we are super excited about these buyers, and we're very happy that they decided to choose A. Cole Realty during their home buying process. And, you know, I just think it's great to point out that follow-up works, and our team stays on top of follow-up throughout the process to make it seamless and smooth for our clients.
And we've talked before about how communication is essential to a successful conclusion in any transaction.
Very, very true. And, you know, you need to always have an agent that is one step ahead, who is the one who's telling you these are the next steps, these are the things you need to do, who's guiding you along the process. So it just makes it easy for you. You know, buying or selling a home should not be a difficult or a stressful process. It should be fun. It should be easy. It should be exciting. It's because us real estate agents on the back end, we're dealing with all the pressures, you know? That's our job, not your job. And so we just, with A. Cole Realty, we really make the process exciting, enjoyable, and seamless. And because of our follow-up, we're able to do that.
You might be the next success story that we're able to feature here on the show. If you want to reach out to Angie Cole and her team at A. Cole Realty to talk about buying or selling your home here in the area, you can do that by dialing or texting the number 919-538-6477. Again, 919 area code. You can call or text 538-6477. That's 538-6477. Angie and her team will be happy to talk to you about the situation that you're in and what you're looking to get out of your home buy or sell process. 919-538-6477. Just start that conversation with the team today. And like I said, you might be the next success story for Angie Cole and her team in the area. 919-538-6477. Stay tuned. There's more to come on the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Lenders, school districts, crime stats, inspections, due diligence, estimates. Ooh, there's a lot to keep up with when it comes to buying or selling a home. It's easy to get lost in the details when you go at it on your own. But it's a different story when you have a savvy realtor to help keep you on the right path. So let's not wait any longer. Let's get back to the show.
This is the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole, helping you learn all the ins and outs when it comes to buying or selling a home in the Triangle. Find Angie and her team online by going to acolerealty.com. Cole is spelled C-O-L-E. That's acolerealty.com. Not only can you view homes that are for sale here in the area, but you can find out all about the great team at Acole Realty, and you can even listen to past radio shows and get some more great information and education about the real estate world there. We cover lots of great topics each and every week here on the show, and I'm sure you'll find one that you like and that's interesting to you. Go to acolerealty.com again to find that, or you can find us on iTunes. Just search for The Savvy Realtor on iTunes, and you can find us there and everywhere podcasts are found. All right, Angie, we were talking a little bit earlier in the show about some of the first steps you should take when it comes to selling your home in the area. We talked about preparing to sell your home, finding a real estate agent, estimating your home's value kind of at the beginning of the process. But then, as you kind of hinted, it's time to get more sophisticated in that home value estimate. And that's the next first step you should take, is set the list price of your home. But there's a lot of detail that goes into that.
Correct. So, you know, we kind of already hit on this just a tad bit, but in regards to setting your list price, you want to make sure that you don't undervalue the home and you don't overvalue it. You know, we need to make sure that we set it just correctly. And there's also some other, you know, tactics in regards to how to list a home. You know, a lot of times you see maybe a home that's listed at 225 even, maybe at 224,999, maybe 224,900. I know every realtor has their advice and feedback on how to list a home. I know I personally have mine. Once again, I don't like to give all of my secrets, you know, over the radio here. But, you know, there is certain tactics and ways to list a home effectively to allow it to get more traffic and more views on the internet, which is most important because, you know, most people start their searches online.
Right. And so it's, and that's the savvy element. I mean, that's why we call the show The Savvy Realtor, right?
Exactly. Yes. I have a lot of cool tricks up my sleeve. So
And take advice from your agent, because they've sold hundreds and thousands of homes. Not you, in most cases. And that's not to be offensive in any way. It's just that they're bringing a lot of experience to the table.
Not at all. I mean, I compare myself to a dentist. I mean, would I walk into my dental office and start arguing with my dentist that, no, I don't have a cavity, or no, I don't need this? I would not, because I am clueless when it comes to dental work. You know, I'm not even going to pretend like I know what I'm talking about, you know? And that's why we, you know, reach out to other professionals when it comes to, you know, for example, I have a CPA, because my CPA is an expert when it comes to my taxes and managing money, you know? And so when it comes to real estate, you know, you need to make sure that you have a real estate agent who is the one giving you the advice in regards to an exact list price for your home.
Yeah, you walk in and, you know, that third molar, I think we should remove it, you know, dentist. I don't think that's going to be, you know, needing to stay in there. No, I think you're okay. We can leave it in there. Nah, go ahead and pull it.
Yeah. Just take it out. I don't need it. We're good.
I know what I'm talking about. That's good, though. Set the list price of your home. Another good first step. Then it comes to marketing your home. Another great first step. And, you know, we're getting a little beyond first steps, I guess, now. But marketing your home is so huge, because there's so much noise and traffic out there these days, as you mentioned, online and just, you know, everywhere. How do you get attention for your home?
Yeah, for sure. You know, when it comes to marketing home, you want to make sure that you're doing more than just sticking a sign in your front yard, more than just putting the home on MLS. You know, any real estate agent can do that for you. You know, what is it that, you know, the real estate agent's doing above and beyond marketing your home? And, you know, this is where we can really talk about why not to do a for sale by owner, you know, just because of all the avenues that you will be missing when it comes to marketing your home and the type of exposure that a real estate agent can get for you.
Sure.
But there is, you know, many different tactics, again, when it comes to marketing, many cool things that I have found out and that I do now for my listings, because I know that it works. And it's just an extra way to get that listing in front of more people. The more eyes you have on the listing, the more showings you're going to get, then the more offers and a higher purchase price you will then get for the home. So marketing is key.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we've been talking all about the first steps, but let's broaden the discussion at least for a final few moments here beyond just those first steps. Let's say now we're to the point where we're getting offers. What are some of your top tips on what to do when, you know, negotiating offers that come through?
Yeah, when it comes to negotiating offers, you know, an offer is not just the purchase price. You know, first of all, our contract now is 13 pages.
Wow.
And don't shoot me if I'm saying that wrong. They just switched it up and there's an additional page.
13-ish.
Page. I think it's 13 pages. But, you know, with that contract, that's a lot of contract terminology mm-hmm. in there. And so if, once again, if you're not a real estate agent, you more than likely do not understand the terminology and what it means and what these dollars mean and when they're at risk and whatnot. And so when you're reviewing offers, you know, get the guidance from your real estate agent. I know I personally will pull up a net proceeds sheet. I revise that for my clients so they can truly see what their bottom net is. I then walk them through every single page of the contract. You know, these are the key points you need to know. This is what this means. This is what that means. You know, and so when it comes to negotiating an offer, we're not just negotiating the purchase price. We're also negotiating your due diligence money, your due diligence time frame, earnest money or additional earnest money, closing date, fixtures, personal property, closing costs. You know, there's so much to look at when you're negotiating an offer.
Yeah.
And you want to make sure that you look at the contract in its entirety, you know? And so, for example, especially if you're in multiple offers, you know, let's look at the whole contract because one offer could definitely stand out above the other one, maybe not because of the purchase price, but maybe because of the simplicity of the contract.
Sure. Maybe they're not asking for any repairs or improvements.
Maybe they're open to buying it as is. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a cash offer, you know? So look at the whole contract in its entirety when negotiating, for sure.
How do you know, Angie, when to like stand your ground in the negotiating process versus, you know, let's give a little or let's be more aggressive? How is your experience kind of, you know, led you to kind of craft your negotiating skills as an agent?
Yeah, for sure. So when it comes to if I have one offer on the table, if the home has just hit the market, more than likely we don't have to be as negotiable. Mm-hmm. But I always tell my sellers, you know, buyers in this market, they always want to feel like they're getting something, right?
Yeah.
You know, they want to feel like they were able to bargain somewhat. So
give them a win somewhere.
Let's give them a little something. You know, I pretty much set that expectation for my sellers up front. Let's give them a little something, you know. But, you know, if we have multiple offers, we can be a lot more firm on our price. And then also going back to pulling comparables, you know, I know what the numbers are. Even if someone gives us this very lowball offer, if based on the comparables, you know, I say, hey, this is where your home should sell, well,
right,
I'm going to stay firm to that. And so not every offer is going to turn into an executed contract, and that's okay. You
yeah.
know, many times you can start off with a very lowball offer and we can get that buyer right back up, you know, if I'm representing the seller, you know, but it not all offers, yes, will turn into an executed contract. And, you know, you need to have that guidance from your real estate agent to know when to, you know, when to counter, when to accept, also when to reject and just mm-hmm. move on. So
all key things to remember and think about. We're talking with Angie Cole. She is the Savvy Realtor here in the Triangle. That's the name of the show, the Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole, helping you learn all the ins and outs when it comes to buying or selling a home here in the area. Find her online by going to acolerealty.com. That's acolerealty.com. Cole is spelled C-O-L-E, by the way, acolerealty.com. And you can also call or text Angie at any time, 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477. One last tip here, Angie, when it comes to selling your home. We covered a lot of the first steps, but now we're kind of near the end of the process. And the last tip is to not ease up before closing. I guess we're learning our lessons from the sprinters, from the track racers who think they've got it won, they're in the lead, headed to the home stretch, and so they start to slow their stride right before the finish line. And you know, there's always those situations where the guy gets passed at the last second, not seeing someone come up from behind him. You're not necessarily in a race in this scenario, but it's a good lesson to learn not to ease up until you cross the finish line.
And Walter, that's very true. You know, and I tell my team that as well. You know, it's easy to get someone under contract, but it's getting them actually to closing, because during the closing process, you know, on average, we're looking at about 30 days,
mm-hmm.
you know, depending on from contract to close. 30 days is a lot of days, you know, to get past in regards to negotiating repairs, you know, maybe overcoming any type of appraisal objections, you know. So having an agent who is always one step ahead, who's taking care of every little step along the way, who's, you know, providing information to the lenders, to the attorneys in a timely manner, you know, just facilitating the contract to close process is very important. And you need to have someone who is an expert in that field. I, you know, on our team, we have an amazing contract to close coordinator. I can't speak, you know, more highly about her. Mm. And, you know, my team, all of our team members, we fully trust our clients to be working directly with her when it comes to contract to close, because, you know, she's on top of things. You know, she's always one step ahead. She's informing them about what's coming up next. She's great about setting expectations. And for the most part, all buyers and sellers make it to the closing table. You know, sometimes here and there, you know, things can come up, you know, that are out of our controls. But for the most part, everyone's making it to closing. And then what's most important to us is having happy clients, happy buyers, happy sellers. And because that means we did a great job for them. And so what's most important is to make sure that in the end, we have very happy clients, you know, whether buying or selling a home. You know, we want to make this process yeah. smooth and enjoyable. And so I know we've been talking about selling for the most part, you know, during this radio show. And so if you are looking about or interested in selling your home, I definitely would love to be your first point of contact. Give me a call. My phone number is 919-538-6477. You can also just quickly shoot me a text as well. I had another caller actually from the radio station do that earlier today. Send me a text. You know, I will get back in touch with you in a timely manner. And the whole point of that conversation is to go ahead and set up a listing presentation. Mm-hmm. It's a free consultation where I'll come out to your home. Takes about an hour. At that time, we will go through and we'll talk, first of all, about our team setup. I want you to know who you're going to be working with, how we run our team, how we run business. Then I'll go through and I'll tell you all about how I will market your home. You know, what will I do above and beyond the norm to get your home sold quick and in a timely manner? And then we'll go through comparables, you know. I'll give you my suggestions in regards to a list price and a sales price. We'll go over a net proceeds sheet, and then I'm going to also just talk you through the whole process. How do showings work? How do, you know, negotiations work? What's the contract paperwork look like? And so it's a time for me to, you know, give you advice, give you feedback, and then from there you can decide if you're ready to move forward with listing your home or not. So once again, if you're interested in a free consultation for a listing presentation, give me a call, 919-538-6477.
Again, you can call or text Angie at that number. Maybe if you're running around doing errands right now, don't have time for a full conversation, you can text Angie, and that's a great way to set up a time to chat later on. 919-538-6477. That's 919-538-6477. You can call or text Angie at that number, 919-538-6477. That's how you get in touch with your savvy realtor, Angie Cole. 919-538-6477. Stay with us. We'll answer one more of your questions when we come back to wrap up this week's show, The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole.
Reviews are important when it comes to choosing any kind of service in the Triangle. Real estate is no different. So here's another snippet of an online review of Angie Cole and the A. Cole Realty team.
From a single-family home sale in Durham, Angie and her team are professional and are passionate about what they do. They got my home sold in 7 days from listing.
That's another five-star review for A. Cole Realty. Are you buying or selling a home in the Triangle? Have a conversation with Angie Cole right now about how their team can help you. Call or text 919-538-6477. That is 919-538-6477. Who knows? You might be the next one to leave a five-star review. Call or text right now to talk with Angie. 919-538-6477. You're listening to The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole. Let's get back to the show.
This is The Savvy Realtor with Angie Cole. Walter Storholt with you as well. Time for one last question for this week's show. It's one of your questions, and you can submit those questions, by the way, each week at acolerealty.com, and we might feature one of your questions on a future show. Again, go to acolerealty.com. Thomas has this week's question for you, Angie, and Thomas is in Clayton, and he says, what's more important to upgrade before selling, the kitchen countertops or the first floor hardwoods? Budget is about the same for each project.
So Thomas, unfortunately, I don't have an answer for you. The reason being, it all depends on your area and what everyone else is doing. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, you know, if you are thinking about upgrading your countertops to granite, but then everyone else in the neighborhood has the laminate countertops, that's probably not the smartest upgrade. Same thing goes with hardwoods. You know, maybe it's not really customary in your area to have hardwoods on the main mm-hmm. floor. And so in order to give you advice there, I really need to come out to your home and look at also surrounding comparables and competitions to see what they are doing in their home before I can give you that feedback. In regards to those two items, though, those are two items, which normally are the items that people do in regards to upgrades, though. You know, granite countertops is a very, very common one. And, it, you know, it's not super, super expensive, and it can really upsell a home. Also, hardwood floors have, you know, this day and age have very, you know, become very, like, customary, where a lot of people prefer hardwood floors in their main level. So I would say that that's probably a wonderful upgrade as well. But once again, in order to really give you an answer, I would need to see what's going on in your neighborhood to give you that feedback. And I might say don't do either. I had a listing appointment this past week where it was for a townhome neighborhood. They already had hardwoods throughout the whole main floor. They already added them up the stairs and on the second level. On the main floor, it was starting to show just the tiniest wear and tear, but it was nothing at all bad, you know. And they were thinking about replacing the whole downstairs floors with new hardwoods. And I immediately was like, no, no, no. You guys already have probably the nicest townhome here in the neighborhood. Do not go and invest money into these hardwoods anymore because you just won't get it back. So it really depends. And so if you are thinking about selling your home and you're in the beginning steps, just trying to understand, you know, hey, what is my home worth? You know, go ahead and you can get that process started. And the way to do that is you can text the word listing, listing, to the phone number 555-888. So just like you are texting a friend, text the word listing to the phone number 555-888. A text will be sent back to you. It will be a website link where you just input your address and then an automated value of your home will come back to you. So once again, if you want to get that process started, you want an idea of the value of your home, go ahead and text the word listing to the phone number 555-888.
Angie and her team have put together this great tool and resource for you to use here in the Triangle to get an early estimate on the value of your home. It's just a great starting point if you're thinking about selling here in the area. So again, text the word listing to the number 555-888. Text listing to 555-888. Click on the link and fill out your information, and you'll get that estimated home value sent to you. Text the word listing to the number 555-888. And as we wrap up, one more time, I'll remind you, if you are buying or selling a home here in the area and you want to go ahead and have a direct conversation with Angie Cole and her team at A. Cole Realty, you can call right now or even text them at 919-538-6477, and they'll be able to get in touch with you and have that conversation about buying or selling your home here in the area. 919-538-6477. Call Angie at that number or text her, 538-6477. Well, Angie, we appreciate your help as always here on the show. Thanks for stopping by once again, and we'll look forward to another great show next week.
Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it.
That's Angie Cole, your Savvy Realtor. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. We'll talk to you again next week.